thank you. Howdy, friends. How are y'all? Yes, sir, you guessed it. It's your old woods rider again, Jelly Elliott and the Knothead. Sitting here under the old pine tree, we're going to play a few tunes for you, friends, and we got a little chatter we want to talk to you about things in general in the woods and the forest and all that sort of stuff. So just gather yourself up there and pile yourself in a chair and rest for a few minutes while Bob Hennison, our champion hold-down fiddle player, gets started off here with a little tune called Leather Breeches. Well, thank you, Bob. I know all you old-timers out there remember that old leather britches, and Bob really done a good job on it. Thank you a lot there, Bob. Now, friends, every once in a while, around hunting and fishing time, the woods are awful dry and tender. It's not always that way, but sometimes it is. No rain, sometimes for months and weeks. And the woods are awful dry and crisp. The little sticks and leaves and limbs all on the ground are awful dry. Then the folks who are responsible for taking care of the forest and woods, the forestry boys, state and federal, well, they get together with the fish and game boys that looks after the fish and game, and they have to take actions that some folks resent sometimes. Now, mind you, I said some folks resent sometimes. Now, they find that they got to close down the hunting season temporarily or hold it up for a few days until it comes a rain and wets the woods where the fire danger won't be so awful bad. Until it's over, in other words. Now, this is not unreasonable when you consider what's at stake. The timber's got to be considered. The folks' jobs that works in the woods has got to be considered. And the land and the future good hunting, wildlife itself, and all that sort of thing, when you take all this into consideration, it's not so bad. Closing season sometimes is necessary because the records show that you get more fires when hunting season starts. Now, you can't close your eyes to the fact that when you get more people out in the woods, that there's bound to be more chances of fire. So if you just stop there a minute and think, sometimes cutting the season a little short or putting it off for a few days until it rains and all, it ain't near as bad as going out there hunting and letting it burn over and then there won't be no hunting at all. Well, if you boys is ready here, I guess we better play another tune here. I believe Charlie's going to sing this next one for you, friends. He does a mighty good job on it, and I think you're going to like it. Charlie says, I don't like this kind of living.
Kind of living. I'm tired of doing all the giving. I give my all and sit and yearn. I get no loving in return. And I just don't like this kind of living. Why do we stay together? We always fuss and fight. You ain't never known to be wrong, and I ain't never been right. Please tell me where you think we're going, 'cause I ain't got no way of knowing. When things start running smooth and free, you haul right off and you pick on me. And I just don't like this kind of living. Just don't like the things you're doing. Your evil heart will be your ruin. When things go wrong, you go your way. You leave me here to pay and pay. And I just don't like this kind of living. They say this road of love is long, it's rocky and it's rough. But if this road don't start to get smooth, I've traveled it long enough. Why don't you act a little older and get that chip off of your shoulder? I've told you once, now I'll tell you twice. You better start to treat me nice, 'cause I just don't like this kind of living.
Thank you, Charlie, thank you. Speaking of I don't just like this kind of living, I know a feller. I just sitting there thinking about a feller I know, and I bet he don't like the kind of living he's doing right now. No, sir, friends, because this feller that I know about, he's in jail right now. But you know what that rascal did? He deliberately went out during one of the worst fire seasons that we've had in years, and he set at least 10 fires in one of the best hunting woods there was anywhere in the country. Well, so they got him. And I mean, they took him to court and threw the book at him. He had to pay a heavy fine, and he's doing a whole year in jail. I mean, a whole year. That's 365 days. Or it's 8,760 hours. Think of that. Or it's 535,600 minutes that he's spending. And I bet you them minutes seems like years to him. Don't you know they do? He's doing what they call protective custody. That's a long time though, a year. 8,760 hours. Boy, that's a long time. But the most interesting thing is why he's in jail in the first place. Now you know why he set the woods on fire, friend? Well, he got mad. Yeah, he got mad. You know why he got mad? Because they went and closed the hunting season temporarily. Closed the hunting season for a few days until it rained and got the woods damp, which really made the hunting a lot better, because you can't go out in the woods when the woods is dry, and you can't slip up on a deaf elephant crawling and slipping along through the dry leaves, making a lot of racket. You can't kill nothing to start with. Well, believe it or not, friends, that's right. Now, it didn't matter to him that there was enough fires already over the country without adding to the risk more. No, it didn't make him any difference. I mean, you could say that he was very ignorant. It didn't matter to him what these fires were doing. Trees burning up the wildlife, burned up homes. I know of one case where a poor old lady got burned up. She was out fighting fire, trying to save her own home, and her dress got afire, and it burned her to such an extent she died in the hospital the next day. Now, all these sort of things didn't matter to this fella. Now, he got mad just because the hunting season was put off, and it put him to a little inconvenience. And he thought they ought to go ahead and open it and let him go on with his hunting. Well, it was going to open anyway, but it was going to open later when it come a rain, see, and wet the woods and everything. The hunting would have been better, and there wouldn't have been near so much risk of fire in the woods, burning up the wildlife. Fire kills more squirrels and game and all the hunters in the world put together. Did you ever stop to think of that? Well, just think what one fire can do going down through, I'd say, over a 300-acre, there's a lot of 300-acre fires in the woods And think how much game that destroys and kills and all, when you could hunt there the rest of your life and you never would kill it all out. Well, so that's what happened. And this guy got mad, but he's paying for it. Now he won't get to hunt any at all. So, friends, just remember always that when it's necessary to hold up a hunting season or a fishing season for a few days, that there's a lot more at stake than our own selfish part alone. So keep that in mind. Here's another tune, and Herman's going to do this one on his steel guitar. And Herman wrote this tune himself. We think it's pretty nice, and maybe you'll like it too. He calls it the Steel Boogie. Herman? Is. Herman's own tune. He calls it the Steel Boogie. We hope that you liked it, friends. Neighbors, we're running out of time here. Today we've got to go. But here's just a little thought that I'd like to leave with you before we go. When there's been no rain for a long, long spell, and they've postponed the hunting season, just keep in mind, it's for the trees, land, and jobs, and the wildlife as well. That's the reason. Hey! Friends, we've got to bring this little visit to a close, but we'll be back with you again soon. You listen to the local announcer, and he'll let you know the exact time. Don't forget, friends, that this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service with the corporation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent woods fires. Hey!